As part of the Torch Relay, again, we've heard lots about almost the spectacle. So are you interested in setting up those kind of events as well that may not be involving people being particularly active, no running, no playing a sport, etc., but becoming involved in the build-up to the games in some way?
Yeah, you don't have to be supported to join in with Village Games. We need lots of people doing all different types of things. It may just be making drinks or taking a register at some sort of session that's happening. So you don't have to be able to run a mile or be able to play tennis. You can join in and volunteer at any level.
What kind of events do you think that there will be?
We've already got a youth event happening over in South Derbyshire. There's going to be sports taster sessions set up throughout South Derbyshire for all the different sports, looking at maybe archery or table tennis, the more unusual things that people don't tend to get involved in on a day-to-day basis.
Is there much lethargy that you are having to combat? Because when we've talked about the Olympics, we've had people who are very keen, you know, they're all for it, they love it, even though it's in London, they think it's fantastic and they want everyone to get involved. And then you've got the cynics who aren't fussed and say, well, it's a waste of money, it's in London, I've got nothing to do with it. So are you having to face any of that kind of negative attitude?
Not really, no. Everybody seems to be really excited about it. And then, of course, in the local area, we've got the Repton School just down the road, which is hosting some of the teams. So in the local area, people just really do seem to be upbeat and everybody thinks it's a really good idea to get local people involved.
And if they do want more information, they want to get involved, how can they do that?
They can go on the website at Community Sports Trust or Village Games, or they can contact me directly on tony@villagegames.org.uk.
Tony Anchenko, South Derbyshire's very own answer to Seb Coe, talking to BBC Radio Derby's Ian Williams. Now, we'll head back to Ian's nice warm cafe after Desiree here at BBC Radio Derby to meet a couple of women who've already decided to get involved and start up their own sports club.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds.